I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The 31st Oregon Shorebird Festival will be in Charleston over Labor Day weekend, including birding field trips on land and water, speakers, and more, presented by the Cape Arago Audubon Society and partners. One speaker will be Noah Stricker, whose new book, Birding Without Borders, will be released in October, detailing his experiences as he set a world record in 2015 by seeing over 6,000 species of birds in 1 year. Noah's here with me in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks, Eric.
Did you find differing approaches or reasons for people watching birds as you traveled the entire globe sharing that with other people?
One of the coolest parts of this big year was to see how birding has become not just a pursuit for first world retirees exactly, which I think is the stereotype, but something that people enjoy all over the world. And I think birdwatchers have connected just in the past 10 years or so, especially with the internet and better information and technology and apps and things are bringing birdwatchers together. So they're this global community now. And so it was really neat to go see how people in different parts of the world have embraced birding in different ways. If you go to Southeast Asia and it's all about bird photography, if you don't have a gigantic camera lens, you can't call yourself a birdwatcher. And if you go to South America, it's a young person's game. There's hardly any retired age bird watchers in places like Colombia. They're all my age, people in their 30s, which I thought was really fun. And, you know, you go to Africa, it's all about guiding. And there's this global community, and in different parts of the world, birding is culturally different than in other parts.
Did the journey differ from your expectations in any key ways?
Yeah, I suppose I ended up with this kind of interesting snapshot perspective of the world and birds and where we're at right now. Instead of seeing the world over a lifetime, I did it in 1 year. And I think you get a different viewpoint by doing it so quickly. One thing I noticed was just that, I know we talk about climate change so much these days, but real people in real places were constantly telling me how things have really changed for them in the past 5 years or so, that the seasons are less predictable than they used to be, and the birds are not keeping to their normal schedules, and they're confused by this. And people who don't even really have a concept of climate change on a global scale were really being affected by it locally. But I also came away with a more optimistic vision, I suppose, of how, yeah, a lot of birds are facing uncertain future and have all kinds of things that are affecting them, of course, but also more people than ever are interested in birds and watching them, and conserving them goes along with it. So I think there is a future for birds for sure, and hopefully a bright one.
Were there particularly inspiring and enlightening moments that stand out to you when you think back on this vast, long, diverse trip?
Well, there were so many awesome adventures along the way. I didn't have any catastrophes, but I had many misadventures, which I suppose is what you want out of a trip like this. But yeah, I met a guy in Ecuador named Angel Paz, who used to be a logger cutting down the trees in his forest. And then one day he noticed a little brown bird, which he nicknamed Maria, and he started feeding Maria worms. It turned out Maria was a bird called a giant ant pitta, which is ultra rare, and some bird watchers found out that this random logger was feeding a giant ant pitta worms in the wild cloud forests of Ecuador and started going there. And pretty soon, now he has 2,000 birders going to his house every year. He's stopped cutting down his forest because he's discovered that he can make a much better living conserving it and taking bird watchers to see the local birds of his forest. So over and over, I ran into these examples of conservation success stories in action on a local scale.
So how do you see birding being able to affect our culture then, our approach to the environment and so forth?
I think birds are a great gateway drug to caring about the environment. People get hooked on birds not because they want to save the world, but because they're fascinated by them. And then you get sucked in and there's no going back. And so that for me, I think, is the crux of this whole thing, that by inspiring people about birds, then we can get them to care more about conserving the world that they live in.
Does it lead you to further adventures from here?
Oh, yeah. I just spent a couple of months up in the Arctic in Svalbard, up north of Norway, looking at Arctic birds this summer. And Now I'm working on a new book project with National Geographic with a photographer named Joel Sartori. So on to more adventures.
Noah Stricker, whose forthcoming book, Birding Without Borders, will be released in October. It tells the story of his 2015 global journey when he set a world record by observing 6,042 species of birds in that year. He'll be a featured speaker at the 31st Oregon Shorebird Festival, September 1st through 3rd in Charleston. For more information, OregonShorebirdFestival.org and NoahStricker.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.